Hello. How are you?
Doing great. They didn't give any beer out at this one.
All right, we're going to go ahead and roll into our post-race press conference here for tonight's North Carolina Education Lottery 200 here at Charlotte Motor Speedway. We're joined by our race winner, Ben Rhodes. First of all, Ben, congratulations on the race win. Congratulations on winning the Triple Truck Challenge bonus. And tell us a little bit about those final laps from your vantage point in the truck.
Well, first off, when you start leading that long, that many laps until the end, you start getting a little nervous. A caution flag's going to come out, and every single doubt goes through your head that something's going to happen. And I just knew that if a caution came out, we'd be in trouble, just because the truck series is just like savage restarts. Everybody just goes so crazy. They don't care about finishing the race. They just care about winning the race. So I was really worried about a restart, but thankfully for us, we had really good long run speed built into the truck with the last pit stop. That's why Hosovar got past us on the early laps. I was really loose, and he was able to fire off good. We were hoping for a really long green flag run, and luckily we got that. The truck came to us, and we were able to pull away by a big lead, and that made me feel better. Well, I really only felt better once I got the white flag, let's be honest.
All right, we'll go ahead and take questions for Ben. If you have one, raise your hand. We'll work to get a microphone around the room. We'll start in the back with Steven and come up to Bob. We'll work our way around the room. Right here in the red hat. Thank you.
Stephen Toronto, CBS Sports. Ben, you know, a lot gets made of the fact that racing in Charlotte is basically a home game for almost 90-95% of the industry. But the thing about you and about Thor Sport is that they're based out of Sandusky. You know, you're based out of Kentucky. So I mean, do you guys almost look at this and feel like, man, we really stole one from these guys?
It feels that way for sure. We enjoy racing here and performing good for that simple reason. It's kind of like a pride thing, right? Like we want to come here into their backyard knowing that we travel and work so much harder because we have to go out and get our resources. You know, for me, I live in Kentucky. I have to travel up to Sandusky, Ohio. I come down here almost basically every week right now because this is where the simulator's at. So I'm in Charlotte a whole lot, and it's not easy. And, you know, to come here into their backyard and win a race is a really good feeling. It's, I don't know, it just gives you a lot of, I don't know, good feeling. I'm lost for words right now. I'm just happy.
And, I mean, if I think about it, you know, you've kind of averaged, you know, your winning seasons. I think your championship season, you had won the first two races of the season. Last year, you had the one win at Bristol. So now that you've got your win in the win column, how much of a priority is it for you guys to start piecing wins together, 2, 3, 4, et cetera?
Well, you know what's funny is, like, the last 2 years I put a huge emphasis on points racing. And, gosh, I mean, the last three races, we Kansas, we got Bush hit the wall and knocked our front end off. We got wrecked by Garcia at Darlington. We got wrecked by Ekes at Wilkesboro. And, like, it just seemed like every single thing that could go wrong this season. I mean, you name a race, I can tell you some severe adversity that we had to overcome. And some of them we didn't. We just flat out didn't finish the race. And I look at the point standings, we're just falling further and further back. We're not getting the stage wins that I'm used to. Last year we had the most stage wins of anybody. I think this year I still have a goose egg for stage wins. So I'm not going to say I was feeling the pressure, but man, I thought something's got to turn around at some point. I'm really happy it happened here, but I hope now at this point, I'm not going to say we're going to start stage racing and points racing because we haven't really been able to do that yet this year, but we're certainly going to focus on the wins. Right now, our strong suit has been the mile and a halves. Our weak point is the short tracks. And you know what? The good news for us is we got the trip, and we're going to Gateway next, and that's been a really good track for Thor Sports, so I'm really, really pumped for that.
Gotcha. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead, Bob.
I'm Bob Hockrest, Fox Sports. Have felt like it was forever since you won on asphalt.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Yeah, a little bit, Robert. You know what? Yeah, I guess it was the road course on asphalt one last, so... yeah, we won a road course, we went dirt, and now we're at a mile and a half. So I guess we're just trying to win on whatever we can get a win on. But yeah, it felt like a long time. Anytime you get a win, you don't know when the next one's going to come. You celebrate it as much as you can, enjoy it while it lasts, because it's just a really tough sport. I was saying on the front stretch that, you know, I've been in the truck series now full time since 2016, And since then, I can think back to 16, 17. I worked on my restarts like religiously, like really, really hard. I analyzed everything that Kyle Busch did because he was the best at that time. And now I think you'll find when Busch comes in the truck series, you don't just say, oh, he's going to whack somebody on the restarts. They're really hard and they're really competitive. Everybody upped their game. And, you know, I think now it's harder than ever to get a win in the truck series. And I think he had a quote or something about that today or yesterday, talking how he wants to run more truck races. So he can kind of like show that his equipment is, or he wants to be able to win in his equipment. So, yeah, it's just tough, Bob.
All right, we're going to hang tight. I got a bunch of hands up. Okay, we're going to start, and we'll go to the back, and then we're going to go to the press box for a question. Go ahead. Can you raise your hand, please? Sorry. Thank you.
Cameron Richardson, NASCAR.com. Ben, how much does the Triple Chuck Challenge just up the intensity of the battles for the win? Obviously, we had a couple really hard-fought battles for the lead at the end. How does the Triple Truck Challenge help the competitiveness of the series?
So I think it helps the competitiveness with, like, parity through the field. Like, you look at the depth of the field. The depth of the field shows up really deep at the Triple Truck Challenge and when the playoffs start. It just gets so, so closely competitive. But the driving by the drivers is 100% like idiocy all the time. So, you know what? I can't say that the drivers are doing anything different, but I can tell you that the way the trucks are prepared and how close the field is, oh, for sure. The competition level just, I think, gets, you know, packed in more. Same thing with the playoffs. When you get there, you can feel it. Like, you walk into the garage and you can feel it. It's just something in the air. And you feel that when the money's on the line, that happens. But the drivers, yeah. They're always their checkers or wreckers, it seems like, in the truck series.
All right, we'll go upstairs for a question. Press box.
Somebody cut the string on his tin can phone.
All right, we'll come back downstairs. We'll go back up. We're going to go to Alex, and then John, and then Jordan.
Hi, Ben. Alex Zetlow of the Charlotte Observer. Does this pave the way for another championship run?
I hope so. It wasn't looking like that early on for this year. It's funny, too, if you look at, like, my stats. We've typically been able to get our wins early, and then, like, you know, this time of year, it seems like we struggle. I really do feel like our stats for the season do not reflect the level of competition and competitiveness that we've had, again, with the DNFs and stuff that have shown up. And I analyze those races. We leave those races, I analyze them. I'm like, well, what could I have done different? We could have done this on this restart, this. And you Monday morning quarterback it. But in reality, you don't know what's going to happen, right? It's like trying to look into a crystal ball and predict the future. There's no way of knowing that until afterwards. So in those situations, I couldn't have done anything different. But I do feel like this, I felt like we were still just fine for a championship season. You know, when I look back at my last two seasons, we finished second last year because I was like 200 feet from the white flag. Thank you very much. And we won the championship before, but we transferred both times on like tiebreakers to the next round. So the pressure we're used to, that stuff doesn't bother me. It's just getting some momentum built, right? And last year we were here and then we started building the momentum back for the playoffs. And right now I feel like hopefully that we're putting the stop in the bleeding that had occurred for the previous 10 races or whatever. And I hope we're starting an upward trajectory now.
All right, John.
John, newbieheavy.com. You mentioned that momentum and you briefly talked about Gateway, but how, you know, realistic is that with you, with Gateway coming up where you've been traditionally good, and then Nashville where you've been good, and then you get a second crack at Mid-Ohio?
Yeah, I feel really good about Gateway, actually. Over the years, that's a track that we've had tremendous speed, and somehow we've never been able to bring one home. It's been up and down for us, I'm not going to lie. Like, it's 2017, we were, like, wicked fast in practice, popped a tire, hit the wall. 18, we were okay. 19, okay. 20 fast. Last year, we were leading with, like, 15 to go. Alternator goes out. We're starting to lose horsepower. We're losing voltage. And Ekis, which is the truck that we're taking, this was his team with Jared Prince and Brian Ross and all those guys. He actually passed me for the lead and then ended up losing it, I think, on a last restart. So they've got speed. It gives me a lot of confidence for that reason.
All right. I think I said Jordan, but it's Jared, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, Jared. Sorry about that. Go
it's
ahead.
All good. Jared Haas with FrontStretch.com. Can you take me through that last restart? And I believe it was the 19 truck that was on your outside that you cleared. Would you, like I said, with the desperation to get a win, would you try to write him up the wall if he was a little bit farther? But take me through that restart, last restart for you.
Well, first off, I'm going to apologize. These North Carolina allergies are just fantastic. I might sneeze. No, I had to thank him, actually, after the race. He came up, and, you know, he's got a lot of respect for the guys that are on this team because they were his guys for a whole year and a half, or 2 years, really. And the incident last week, you know, we talked about, and he talked to the guys about, and wasn't a good deal. So I appreciate him pushing me hard, and then he also cut me a little bit of a break going in one and two, because as we were coming up the track, he got more to my outside than I thought, and he actually had to check up as we were going towards the wall. It was one of those things where he was probably for sure going to hit the wall if he stayed in it, but then we may have also hit the wall too. I'm not sure. So I thanked him for it nonetheless, because I don't like racing so aggressively with people, but in the truck series, it's something you have to do. Like, and it happens so fast too. As you were taking that last restart, you're getting this monster run. You're holding the bottom. You know he's going to go where you're not, and you know the outside lane's the dominant lane, so he's going to go to that. Well, I'm just trying to predict it and move my truck in unison with his, and he got a little bit – he jerked the wheel a little bit faster than I can move mine, and that's what happens. But all in all, I hope he got a good finish, because he gave us a heck of a push and cut us some slack.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go upstairs again to see if the mic is fixed.
ChristianHighCatchments.com. Ben, I was just wondering what it means to you to get Ford in victory lane for the first time ever in a truck series race at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Oh, a whole heck of a lot. It's one of those things, again, like you pride yourself on being able to be the first to do something. We were able to get, was it Ford's? We got a big number for Ford's win at one point. I think it was my win at Kentucky Speedway in 2018. It was a big number win. Forget what it was. I don't know. We'll just call it like 50,000 because it's Ford and they win a lot. Giving you guys credit. Pat me on the back. Anyways, yeah, it feels good, like, knowing that we can kind of set that as a stat. You want to add stats to your name whenever you can, and I don't know. I'm just glad that we could do that for him, and hopefully when somebody looks back on the stats, we'll pop up.
And what becomes of the hat after tonight?
This is my new grass mowing hat. Thank you very much. Pretty proud of this hat. It's going to be like the hardest earned grass mowing hat ever. I mow a lot of acreage, actually, and yeah, it's going to keep my neck from getting so red.
All right, we're going to come downstairs for our final question. Go ahead.
Hey, Trenton from FrontStretch.com. Piggybacking off of Jared's question a little bit ago, you've been sort of joking around about the checkers or wreckers with the truck series and stuff. The etiquette tonight seemed fairly tame compared to races past. So what was your experience out there racing on those restarts and with those guys like that? And should this be an example for the truck series on how etiquette should be?
Possibly. I mean, it's tough to say, right? Because everybody's been doing it well enough now, and the field has become so competitive that there are still extremely aggressive moves being made. We've just all found a way to not wreck tonight. So the funny thing is like, I think drivers are starting to get to a point where they know how far they can push the envelope. They get right to, I don't know, what's the analogy here? Right to the event horizon. What's that where you go into a black hole? Isn't the event horizon where you get sucked into the black hole if... yeah, thank you. So they go right to the event horizon without getting pulled into the wreck, and then they back off. So they're really good at figuring that out right now. I just hope we can keep that up, but the moves are still, like, uber aggressive. It's tough to deal with sometimes, and then, you know, keeping calm when that happens, you just got to chalk it up and say, well, it's just good hard racing, I suppose.
All right, Ben, congratulations. I'm not sure what you have planned with the 50K bonus, but have fun spending that with tonight's win. We appreciate you spending some time with us. We wish you the best of luck next week in Gateway.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I can tell you I'm planning to mow grass with the hat.
All right. Congratulations again.
Thank you.